My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's gut check time. Here we go. 216-474-0092. Gut feeling. How you think he's going to do? Not just Sunday, the entire year. What's the get-in price for Sunday afternoon's game, Tone?
After fees, we're looking close to 270.
Holy potatoes.
And there are plenty of tickets in the 500 level that are north of 350.
Holy turkey sandwiches.
Yeah,
how much is 537?
This is as expensive as I've seen. A home opener.
270 just to get in and watch some regular season football.
Yeah, so the question is, does this, and we'll get to your Deshaun Watson question here in a second, the gut feeling about how you think he's going to do this year, but is this going to box out Cowboy fans, or does this box out just your average Browns fan?
Oh, a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. I think the average Browns fan, hopefully they went to the preseason game and that was it. Because if this team does what they're supposed to do, the tickets are going to be extremely expensive basically no matter what. They should be expensive tickets no matter what. Especially if the quarterback does anywhere near what he's capable of. And that's why I kind of have to ask people the question, you know, what's your gut feeling? What is your gut feeling on what he's going to do this year? Because all we've done is talk it to death.
It's a perfect question for today and for the season because it can be nothing other than gut. It has to be gut because what did you see out of Deshaun Watson? What did you see in preseason? What did you see in training camp?
What did you see
in practice?
I saw a couple of I saw one live joint practice where there was some zingers that he threw, but there was also some times where he was touch sacked, where it wouldn't have been a play, it would have been a sack. I saw a little bit of practice. I saw a lot of highlights on social media, and that's about it.
I asked somebody in the know who had been there every day. I said, how many? This was yesterday at 8:20 p.m. because I was thinking, how was I going to project a Brown season based on this training camp? And I asked somebody, again, been there every day, how many real practices did we have again? Like with Watson and the ones, the response, 3 with all the wide receivers, maybe 5 competitive practices. How are you supposed to break down what a team is supposed to do? So what do you do? You base it on, all right, the guys we know, and just overall as a team. Forget about just the Deshaun Watson part of this. If you're projecting the Browns team, well, you know Myles Garrett is unbelievable. I mean, the guy won Defensive Player of the Year and had like 1 sack the last 8 games. So that's how dominant he was that he didn't even need to do the normal accounting stuff.
Yeah.
You know that this defense, you know that Denzel Ward, when he is out there, when he is healthy and ready to go, Martin Emerson, you know that they're going to be locked down in that secondary. It's going to be a total strength of this team. We know that offensive line-wise, Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio, we know they're going to be really good. Some question marks about left tackle and Conklin coming in, but we know overall, I do think the offensive line is still going to be good. Even without Bill Callahan, I still think that offensive line is going to be a strength of the team. Deshaun Watson, he's got Amari Cooper to throw to. Jerry Jeudy, who now doesn't have to bear the responsibility of being a number one, he's now probably in the role that he should be in. And I know that the tight end, looks like he's continuing to get better. Njoku continues to look like somebody that is going to be, what, top five at his position? Can we say that?
Yeah.
So those are the things we know. That's a pretty good football team.
So what's your gut feeling on him?
I think he's going to be, if he's healthy this year, big if, obviously, I think he's going to be probably in the neighborhood of, can I say, if he's healthy, 11th best quarterback, 12th best quarterback, 13th best quarterback? Is that
middle of the road? Well, that's still upper echelon.
That's still top third. Yeah,
that's still top third
of the NFL.
So, 216-474 to below 92.
That's
what's your
where
gut
I am,
feeling on how he's going
to
do
that's kind of where I am with him. Like, I right now, I've had to set aside that I think he'll ever be the Watson from Houston. I probably don't think he's going to be that.
I think he's somewhere between 9 and 12.
Okay.
And if I'm ranking a quarterback, because that's how we go, I can't give you the numbers. I can't tell you how many touchdowns and interceptions and yards he's going to throw. I think that if he's healthy for the entire year, I think he'll probably be healthy for 15 games, but it's going to be a roller coaster for what this season is, because I just throw out 15 games. Okay, well, if he doesn't start, we're going to automatically go back to last year status on a lot of this. So I got to remember all that. So to say 15 games so cavalierly is not necessarily the best way to go about it. I'm gonna say gut feeling. I say 9 to 12 in the league, and I can't guarantee you who I got a gut feeling better than him. I got a gut feeling that Joe Burrow probably won't finish the entire season or play the entire season. I got a gut feeling on a lot of things, but if it's a gut feeling because we can only go on what we've seen and we haven't been able to see anything since last year. Then, I think that that they will do their best to play as best to his abilities, which is not saying anything at all. Again, I can't explain it other than I think he's going to play 9th to 12th best in the league. If he plays worse than that, I think we're going to a bad place, and then you're definitely not getting the return on your investment. So this is, again, it turns into a hope instead of what my gut feeling is. My gut feeling is 9 to 12, but when I go to explain it, it sounds like a hope.
Yeah, and
that's
and,
what makes this so difficult for fans.
And the funny thing is, maybe not Shannon Sharp, who we played the audio earlier in the show, who's bullish on the Browns getting to where they need to get to this year. He has them in the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs. But
which is great.
It's funny because if anybody heard me say, Watson will probably be, 11th best, 12th best, 13th best, there'll probably be some.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Browns fans, they'd be like, that's where you have them? That's not good enough. Why do we make the trade? I guarantee you there'd be some national people if they were driving through that heard us say that and said, what? That guy is not even remotely in that range. He's barely, could he be even in the early 20s? So we've seen the Mike Sando tiers. We've seen every quarterback ranking you could possibly throw out there. And I think that's more on the favorable side, what me and you came up with.
216-474-0092. Give me your gut feeling. How's he going to do this year? And you know who he is. Mark in Ireland, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm in Belfast, Ireland. Visiting and coming back in 2 days and then going to the Browns game. I've seen a lot of sheep and I've seen a lot of castles here in Ireland.
All right. Well, that's outstanding.
Golf trip, Mark?
No, unfortunately not. Although I did visit a golf course, not a golf trip.
All right. All right. Continue.
The sheep castles comparison, I couldn't help but thinking every time I saw a sheep in a castle, I kind of thought of Watson. Is he going to be a sheep this year? Is he going to be a castle this year? Is he going to be like somebody that's going to defend and play well? Or is he going to be a sheep and get hurt and get run over? And gut feeling, I hate to say this, tells me I think he's going to be a sheep. I don't want that to happen. I'm going to be there Sunday, so I'm going to be rooting my head off. But I think he's going to be a sheep. It's too bad, but I hope I'm wrong.
All right, Mark, I can only go by what your stomach tells you, and thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. We're not off to a good start. If you and I are saying 9, you're saying 10 to 12, I'm saying 9 to 12. I mean, we're parsing words here. That's about as good as we can possibly
hope
for.
Well, it's where we basically had Baker, right? Where we were hoping at Baker's best.
I had Baker seventh once.
Which, by the way, we are all, I think we're still in alignment that, I mean, I'm not putting a ceiling on Deshaun Watson there. It's just kind of where I think he's going to be. But if you were to go into a season and talk about where would you be surprised? Would you be blown away if Watson, if it all came together this year? I wouldn't be blown away. It's still out there. It's still the possibility of him, you know, the reimagining of Deshaun Watson and getting back to where he was in Houston. It would be awesome, right? Like, yes. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not saying that's done. That era is over. Unfortunately, I think it's trending towards that being over.
Well, I mean, it's been 4 years since that has been going on. So I have to be realistic with myself. I can't expect that to come back. I mean, expect is a hell of a word. I can't expect that to come back. So the people who are upset because the trade didn't pan out the way they wanted it to pan out so far, I can't expect it to pan out like that anymore. I'm not saying he's an MVP caliber quarterback. I don't believe it. I can't say that he is the type of guy that you could single-handedly beat Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes with. I can't say that because I don't believe it's true.
Most fans now, just because of how we react to what's happened, well, the most recent, they'll have C.J. Stroud ahead of them.
Okay, fine. And by the time it's over, he might be that type of guy. I'm not sure. But what I can't expect for him right now is that he plays within their system. He makes the most of that system. That system is now tailored to him. You cannot make any argument against that. That system is tailored to him, and that if he makes the most of it, there will be a playoff team, and they can get to a divisional round or even a AFC championship game. Things have to break right, but I think that those things are possible. So there's things that have to go well, but it's not where you can just be undeniable the way Mahomes is, the way that so few guys have been in all the history of the NFL. So to put him in that category, it just wouldn't be true. I put him in that secondary category of guys who are capable of doing it. It's just, it's been so long. It's been so long since I've been able to see him do that on a consistent basis. We've had one blemish of what he's capable of doing, and that was the half against Baltimore, which we've talked to death. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we got nothing to show us that it's going to be that way or consistently that way for a long period of time. So because of that, and I haven't got to see anything but a few passes during practice in camp, I have to be honest with myself and say gut feeling. He's at best, I think, ninth, which I still think is good. Ninth to 12th best quarterback in the league. I don't know what type of yards, again, I can assign to
is
him.
Is that around where you have... I'm sorry to cut you off. Is that around where you have Dak?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, Dak was second.
I see them very similarly.
Dak was second in MVP voting last year.
Okay. Well, then I guess I should put him back up in the MVP category then, because I don't see Dak as far as the elite quarterbacks are concerned. I don't think he's as bad as what people make him out to be. I don't find him to be that threat. Like, Dak Prescott does not scare me for Sunday. Is that fair? Does that crystallize things
boy,
for
it's,
you?
It, he's the fascinating guy. As annoyed as I get talking about Cowboys, he is one of the more fascinating guys to talk about in the league.
He's a good quarterback, and if he makes the most of his targets, then they will give us problems. I respect him, but it's not where it's like, man, like if they were to play Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs coming up when they do in December, it's Mahomes, 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 Mahomes. Bills, it's Allen the entire way through. I mean, even though they do well against the Bengals, it's Burrow the entire way through. I don't see it the same way for Dak Prescott, and I don't think a lot of teams see it the same way with us. 216-474-0092. Give me your gut feeling. We are game week ready. Here we go towards the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. What's your gut feeling on how Deshaun Watson's going to do this season? And I think this might save Lima's college football fandom.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.